A happy heart does happy things. Did you know that? A happy heart does happy things. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A happy heart does happy things. Everyone can have a happy heart if you would like to have a happy heart. A happy heart is not something special for people who are happy. It is special for people who are happy, but everyone can be happy. Everyone can be happy. Happiness purely means that you turn your attention to some happy thing. Now, you can be seeing, this is terrible, but you could be seeing an accident. You're in the midst of a car that's doing all sorts of things it shouldn't do. And then you say, all is in divine order. I surround this car by pure white light of love, and all is in divine order. All is in divine, and really mean it, and be happy about it. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And lo and behold, the car does not experience the accident, but the car does everything that is necessary to do not to be where the accident might be. You see, when we immediately change our thought when we see we're going the wrong direction, then happiness can be ours. When we immediately put a cause in motion that is beneficial to us, then we have an effect that's beneficial to us. It's just that simple. And it always works. And you say, well, it doesn't work for me. I was in an accident the other day, and I said, all's in divine order. All's in order. And I said, oh, you did, huh? And so you were panicky. And so you were afraid that the accident really would take place. You envisioned the accident more definite than you envisioned that all is in divine order. Yeah. Oh, it's not easy. No, it's not easy. It's not easy to put new causes in motion in our life. It's not easy to play the piano because you have to practice. Practice, practice, practice. And when you practice, you can play. Anyone can play the piano. It's not how well they can play or how brilliant they can play or how so fantastic like a great pianist would do it, but anyone can play. It's just a matter of practice. So it is with happiness. A happy heart does happy things. So if we can always think of ourselves living in our happy heart, doing happy things, then we will do happy things. Now, practice with other people's distress, not your own. You don't need to have. But you look at another person and you see them doing something that is not harmonious for them. And then immediately you change your attitude. And you say, I surround you with my pure white light of love. All your ways are peace and all your paths are pleasantness. You don't tell them what to do. I surround you with my pure white light of love. All your ways are peace and all your paths are pleasantness. You see, when we do that, we're giving the other person the opportunity to resolve whatever they're doing to their highest and best as they understand it. Now, if we say, I surround you with my pure white light of love, then we are surrounding them with the opportunity to be themselves and have fun, to live in a happy heart, to do everything according to their divine wisdom. And you say, well, their divine wisdom might not be for my happiness and my highest good. Well, how can that be? If we say, I surround you with my pure white light of love, how can we see them doing anything other than my pure white light of love? How can we see anything going on in our world that is contrary to our pure white light of love? A man came to the house the other day, and he dumped a load of manure. He dumped it right in the front yard. And I came home from work, and I saw the manure on the front yard, and I thought, my goodness sakes, what is this all about? And I went in the house, and I spoke to the family. I said, what's that all about? And they said, we don't know. And then evening came, and no answer came to why we had a yard full of manure. And we watched television, and we got ready for bed, and we did all of our things. And the next morning, we went out, and there was that pile of manure on our front lawn. it was going to burn up the little bit of grass we had. And we went away to our activities that day, children in school and the work and what have you. And when I came home that evening, I had seen that manure and I wasn't angry about it. I just said, all is in divine order. Whatever is going to be is going to be something good. I cannot imagine what it's going to be, but I'm ready. Well, that evening when I came home, what had happened, a number of months ago, my neighbor had told me that he had a farm and he had manure on the farm and that we'd be welcome to have some of his manure anytime we wanted. And I had mentioned to him, well, anytime you want to drop a load off at our house, just do so. I would be delighted. And I'd forgotten all about it. And then he said that his son, who was coming home from college, would be home on a specific day, and that he would straighten it all out, level it all out, spread it all around, make it all beautiful. And I'd forgotten that too. But the son came home. And that day, while we were all at work, he went out in the yard. He spread the manure everywhere, evenly, perfectly. Then he watered it, and he made it all nice so it soaked properly into the grass and into the soil. And then he did all the things that were necessary to do, and it looked just wonderful. Well, that night, when I came home from work, there was my yard all wonderfully laid out with the manure all in place, making everything fertilized so beautiful and so wonderful. It was just really exciting. Well, I didn't know what to say. I had forgotten about my neighbor. And then my neighbor came over later, and he says, well, did you see that pile of manure in your yard? I said, yeah, I sure did. I couldn't imagine why it would be there. Well, do you remember? I told you months ago that on my farm we had a lot of manure, and one of these days I'd bring a load home for you and spread it over your yard when my kid came home from school. Oh, yes, I do remember something like that. Well, there it is. Oh, for goodness sakes. Now, I said, thank you. And I might have been so distressed by it, thinking that why would someone dump a load of manure in our yard? Were they trying to tell us something, that we were terrible people? Were they trying to tell us that we needed to fertilize our yard? No, they weren't trying to tell us anything. I had just forgotten what my neighbor had said. You see, in life, a lot of gifts are given to us. And sometimes we accept them, and sometimes we remember that we accept them, and sometimes we don't. And sometimes the gift comes immediately, and sometimes it comes a little later. Do we always remember that that gift is coming? And you might think, well, fertilizer, you know, horse manure, my goodness, you know, that's pretty strong. And well, it really was. It was a very pungent horse manure that was all over our yard. And for a few days, it was we thought we were living in the country. We thought we had our home out in the country and that we had horses and pigs and cows and everything. But the more we thought about it, the more we thought, my goodness sakes, a happy heart does happy things. I'm always living in a happy home. I'm always living surrounded by happy people. I'm always having happy things taking place. Every time I look out my window, someone is taking care of my garden for me. Someone is coming over and watering. Whether it's Anita, or whether it's Sylvia, or whether it's Ingeborg, or whether it's Ellen, there's somebody out there wanting to make my yard a little more beautiful. And when I come walking into the monastery, I came walking into the door, and I'd often thought, there's a little bit scrungy there. And then, just as I came walking in, there was Anita out there, wiping down the window, making it beautiful, making it glisten, making it sparkle. And it was so beautiful to see the little things, not all the windows at once, but just one here, one there, and pretty soon, so many of them got done. It was just wonderful. I live in a happy heart. And a happy heart does happy things. And so, little by little, I felt, well, maybe I should wash my windows too. And so, you see, one little happy thing inspires another. And pretty soon, all sorts of miracles take place. All sorts of wonderful things take place. And you know, I was looking at my home, And in my home, I have several projects going on. And the projects sometimes take more time than I have to give at the instant. And so I leave it set there. It's in a little pile. And people say, Herb, why you got all these piles around your house of things that are just sitting there day after day? And I say, well, I'm getting to them. And then I look at the piles and I say, oh dear, look at those piles. Look at those piles of things in my house to be done. Look at those piles of things in my house to be done. Look at those piles of things in my house to be done. And I say to myself, a happy heart does happy things. Now, am I unhappy with the piles in my house? I know I'll get to them. Am I unhappy with the piles I have in my house because other people see it? Or am I unhappy with the piles in my house because I see it? Or because I wish that the projects were done? I know if I put everything away when I'm ready to do that, I got to bring it all out again. I got to gather it all together from wherever I had to stick it to hide it while I wasn't doing it. And I thought, hey, I'm living my life for me. I'm living my life because I am a happy person. I am a happy heart, and I do happy things. And what does it make any difference to me if somebody comes in my house and says, what's those piles of things you're doing there? And I say, they're projects that I'm working on. Oh, well, been working on for a long time, haven't you? No, they're just waiting for me to finish them up. And when I finish them up, then there'll probably be other projects there and other piles there and other things waiting to be done. And hey, thanks for asking. But get your big fat nose out of my business, okay? I wouldn't say that. But you see, when people stick their nose in your business, and they're curious, why have you got those piles there? Well, you should know why they're there. You should know that I am an orderly person, that I always do things right, and I always do things good, and I always know what I'm doing. I'm not stupid. You know, I wasn't born yesterday, day before, not yesterday, you know. Actually, I was born today, because I'm born now, and I'm living in the now. And I don't worry about what other people say about my projects, because my projects are my projects, and I love them, and I delight in them, and I do them to please me. Now, how about you? Do you do projects to please yourself? Do you do things to make you happy? I look right now at my hermitage that I live in, and I look at my kitchen sink. And on one corner of the sink, I have a pile of my Mini Mac waiting for me to take care of it. It's an Apple computer system that I have set up, and I have just piled over there because I have no place that I want to put it right at the moment. And so it's sitting there. Then comes my fruit bowl. Then comes my sink in perfect order. Everything is in a wonderful place. My kitchen sink is clean as a whistle. I wipe out my sink when I'm done using it. I clean off my sink. I hang up my claws. It looks beautiful. And then I look at my living area, and I see my couch where Rex loves to sit, and it's in perfect order. He sleeps on it, and the cushions get pulled out at night, and I shove the cushions back in, and it's in order. And my guest chair is sitting there with my pants and shirt hanging over it, waiting for me to get dressed to go up to the house for breakfast. And the hassock I have, I took some stuff off my bed and put it on the hassock because I'm putting some new programs on my computer and I haven't finished, and they're waiting there for me to finish them. And the programs sometimes take an hour or two, and so if they're not there, I will forget to put them on, and I want to put them on. And then I have next to me an orderly pile of magazines and letters and things that I haven't answered. They just came in. I looked them over and just piled them up and piled them up and piled them up. And behind me are two more piles of magazines waiting for me to read. Well, by the time I read them, they'll be ancient history. But so what? And hey, they're where they are. And then my desk. My desk has my two computers on it. It has my printer. It has my file area. It has everything just beautiful. In my shelf, in the window, everything has its place. All my telephones are there, and my dollar healing word, and all the other things that I'm dealing with. and my chargers for all my devices and my cell phone, my iPhone, and my speakers. Then a special little table for another little computer here. And then that's my desk area. And it's very charming, very charming. And a little bit busy, but so what? I'm busy there. And then I look over at my bed, and there's Mr. Rex laying on my bed, his head on my pillow, just as happy as he can be. His nose pointed toward the window so he can look out and see all the world going on about him. But this morning it's a bit hazy outside. There's sort of haze everywhere in the sky. And last night it was a very cloudy sky, and dark and cloudy, and thought sure it'd be a lot of rain. Just a little, but not a lot. But it's wonderful. And I look out and I see the beautiful bushes in my yard, and I see the plants hanging here and there. I see everything. I have so much to be happy for. A happy heart does happy things, and I assure you, I am doing happy things because I am a happy heart. And that's just a tour of my hermitage where I live. This one-room studio apartment, which has everything in it, and it's just lovely. You go in my bathroom, I didn't take you in there. And my robe is hanging there, and my bathroom is clean as a whistle. My sink looks just like it's been polished by some professional bathroom cleaner, you know. And my mirrors are all beautiful, my lights are all fantastic, everything is in perfect order. Every shelf has been dusted, and the things put back on the shelf. I do that myself, although all of my people who love to come in and tend for my house with me, they do the same thing, and so it gets dusted quite often. But hey, that's nice, isn't it? Yes, it is. It's a happy heart does happy things. And I can tell you, if you haven't heard it in my voice, in my actions, in my statements, and so forth, I am a happy heart. And I am doing happy things. And I am a busy heart. And I'm not too busy to sit down and take a deep breath and meditate for a while and just say, peace, peace, peace. I'm not too busy to every day walk my meditation path as often as I can, 1, 2, 3, 4 times, each time about 3 miles. And it's wonderful. I feel so guilty every time I say 3 miles because Sylvia tells me that it's not 3 miles, it's a little less. And I feel so guilty about it. I feel so terrible that I tell you 3 miles and it's not really 3 miles. I'm going to have to measure it and find out exactly how much it is. And if it's a little under 3 miles, I'm going to have to put a little jog in it to make it go to the 3 miles so that I can always speak honest, always speak the truth. But I speak in generalities. And when I speak in generalities, I'm a happy guy. And I'm not worried and I'm not trying to fulfill other people's dreams. But it's just sort of interesting that when people say things like that to you, it gets in your craw and you think to yourself, now why did they say that? Why did they have to correct me when it really isn't that important? Why? Well, a happy heart doesn't dwell on those things. I just dwell on the fact that I take my walks and I love it. Rex takes his walk with me. Oh, he likes the first walk. But after that, he feels that, hey, I'm just walking. But now I have a new leash for him and I have a new collar, and he feels that, hey, this is interesting. This is very interesting. I feel very much working and walking with my master, with her, and I think it is wonderful. You see, I live in a happy heart, and a happy heart does happy things. And every morning, each one of you who listen to my wonderful talks here, who listen to these thoughts for today, each one of you are in my happy heart. As I'm walking around saying, I surround everyone on the thought for today mailing prayer list, email list. I surround everyone with my pure white light of love, and I see everyone enjoying life as a happy heart. This is my blessing for me, and my blessing for you, and my blessing for everyone. Join with me too, okay? I love you. I love you. I love you.